basement here for a change. Usually feels like the sweat box. I'm here to share with you my love of opera, especially Enrico Caruso. Does anybody know Enrico Caruso? Well, for those of you that don't, he's sort of like at the start of this century, which is about 100 years ago, he was like sort of Oasis and Pavarotti in one. In 1906, he was selling a million 78s. Before Valentino or what's his name, Al Jolson, that racist guy. No, Bono came along with that man. But Mr. Caruso, I was a 12-year-old child, and I was very lucky. I didn't have a decent godfather, but I had an Uncle Paddy. Now, my Uncle Paddy fucked everyone up in my father's family in that in 1939 he went over to England and fought for Britain in the war. He joined the RAF and he came back in 1950, something like 55. I met him in 1960 when I was a baby, and in 1972 I was a 12-year-old boy and he was my surrogate godfather. And he's got something that's lost now, sadly to say, in Dublin. It's like a gentleman. He's probably the best dressed guy I know, cravat, even to today. And he used to bring me out, like a 12-year-old, he used to bring me out around Moore Street and bring me to art galleries and show me around Dublin town. And like being the north side of Ballymun, you were afraid to go over the bridge. Like Henry Street was it, but he brought me into Grafton Street, brought me up to Kildare Street to the art galleries, and then I'd go back afterwards to his, he had a flat, which is very exotic in the early 70s, to an uncle, not to own a house, but have a flat. Himself and me, Auntie Annie, who died of cancer, it's a real tragedy story, but I won't get into that. They used to bring me back, and they used to play opera. And I was like, what's all this opera? Like, all I was interested in was like the 10 shillings, the 50 pence at the end of the day. But he made me Enrico Caruso. And this is a gentleman who still wears a cravat to this day. He actually is the head of the British Legion here. And he's a staunch Republican at the same time. Which is probably typically Irish, you know what I mean? Anyway, my Uncle Paddy was saying, forget the football phenomenon. I have a Gaelic name, by the way. Ballet, art, classics. It's about 20 years later. I was like 32, traveling around Europe, and I was like buying records and CDs, as you do. And I was in Italy, and I bought some of these Enrico Caruso albums, going cheap, so I bought a load of them. And you just collect all this shit when you're on tour. And I remember, like, about 3 years ago, coming back, and we were getting ready to write a new album. Usually when you're going to write a new album, you don't know what you're going to do. So it was one of those sort of like late Sunday nights, and you're in the sitting room, and you're looking at your books, and you're pissed out of your head drinking wine. It's called sort of artistic inspiration syndrome. And you're going, what's happening? What's going on? And there's all these CDs, and like, who wants to hear about R.E.M.? And who the fuck? You know, you're just throwing them out. You know when you buy CDs and you're not even interested in them 2 months later? I turned around and I saw these Enrico Caruso albums. And I said, I'll put this on. My Uncle Paddy used to like that. And I started playing it. And I started, like, you know, it had a lot to do with sort of like my emotional mood and also alcohol. And I started, like, waltzing around the sitting room. And I looked in the mirror, and I went, but you know when you're 12, and you're playing a record, and you go, man, I'm not me, I'm Mark Bowman. And then when you're 16, you put on a record, and you go, I'm Johnny Rotten. You know, that's like, we've all been there. Well, I was like 32 or 3, putting on this record, going, I'm not me, I'm Enrico. I was going, it's far cooler to be him than some fucking contemporary wanker. I mean, this guy,